processed. A top civil servant who's leading the scheme has rejected allegations made by sacked post office chair Henry Staunton that they've been asked to move slowly on it. Payments to those wrongly convicted over faulty IT software are expected to exceed £1 billion. Well, Mr. Bates has suggested offloading the post office to Amazon or getting former sub-postmasters elected to Parliament.
One of the ways I had thought of trying to resolve all this issue, if this carries on much longer, is for all of the GLO scheme to stand as MPs and then the next election comes, then we'll sort it out once and for all.
Personal stories of grief have been heard from families at the UK COVID inquiry as it moves to Cardiff for 3 weeks. In her opening remarks, Chair Baroness Hallett addressed those who are angry that Wales isn't conducting its own independent inquiry, saying it's not her decision.
I can promise, however, that the UK inquiry will do its utmost to investigate and analyse fully and fairly the most significant issues that concern the people of Wales.
Prince William's pulled out of a memorial service for his godfather, the late King Constantine of Greece. We've been told it's because of a personal matter. The BBC's apologised to the family involved in the Hugh Edwards scandal over the way it handled their complaint. The corporation faced accusations it didn't respond quickly enough after accusations he paid a teenager for explicit photos. The owners of Britain's wonkiest pub have been ordered by the local council to rebuild it after it was destroyed by fire. The crooked house near Dudley in Staffordshire burned down just 2 weeks after it was sold. And it's reported Ryan Gosling will perform the track I'm Just Ken from Barbie at next month's Oscars. Variety reports the actor will take to the stage for his Academy Award-nominated song. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Tim. Well, it started out much brighter than originally expected, but sadly the cloud will be building this afternoon, so don't expect it to get any warmer than around 8 degrees. And that level's going to dip to a mere 4 overnight. After a cloudy start, light rain will move in during tomorrow afternoon. The top temperature tomorrow will be 11, and looking further ahead, Thursday, Friday and Saturday are all likely to see periods of rain and tops of between 9 and 12 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross on 123.
Out of sight.
Oh, yes.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long-lost daddy-o? Remember how we listened to the radio and I said that's the place to be? And how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me? It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at WOLD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice who's heard but never seen. The drinking I did on my last big gig, it made my voice go low. They said that they liked the young sound when they let me go. So I drifted on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do me a late night talk show. Now I've worked my way down get this crazy dream that I just take off in my car. But you can travel on 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. Thinking that I should stop this jockeying and start that record store. Maybe I could settle down if you take me back once more. Okay, honey, I see. I guess he's better than me. Sure, old girl, I understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man. I am the morning DJ. I am the morning DJ.
Yeah, I probably should be playing that song for myself. Harry Chapin there, W-O-L-D. I first heard that song when I was actually flying out to Singapore on a business meeting donkeys years ago. Anyway, it's Scott Ross welcoming you to Tuesday's edition of the 1-2-3 Show. First off, of course, a big thanks to the award-winning Michelle Ward, as well as David Worsfold from the Brentwood Choral Society for the past 3 hours of great radio. All being well, we're hoping that Michelle will return from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to do it all over again. And on this show today, we're going to be reporting on a revolting incident at a Japanese outlet of Domino's Pizza. Probably put you off pizza for life. And of course, being a Tuesday, Margaret Mills will be taking us on a trip this week to Moyne's House in Steeple Bumpstead. And it's albeit loose connection with the world of international espionage. So to hear more, make sure you're tuned in at about 2:30. But before all that, let's get things off musically with this one from Ariana Grande.
I'm
Grand and yes, and I don't know what the "and" bit at the end of it means. Anyway, thanks to you, the Brentwood Food Bank, who are part of the Trussell Trust, have been able to support 200 local people every week. In fact, no less than 8,925 local people were helped last year. And it's not uncommon for a mother who's not eaten for days so that her children can eat to turn up to the food bank for help. And with energy prices, along with everything else on the up, they really need your continued and urgent support. And by the way, it's not just food they dispense. For example, Christians Against Poverty can provide help with managing debt, and every Wednesday, Peabody are on site to help with housing and benefit difficulties. And I know that the Food Bank would particularly like to express their thanks to Charles Farm for a large donation of sample products for the babies and young children whose parents have been referred to the Food Bank. And with Easter on the horizon, it would be great if you could spare the odd Easter egg or two. Getting in touch with them is easy. Just pick up the phone and dial 01277 224 528. It's Brentwood number 01277 224 528. And you can also contact them by email at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Thank you very much for your continued support. And time now to hear from Luke Coombs.
Remy was a pit mix, she was just skin and bones. Daddy found in a deep ditch on his way home. He said she hopped right up when he opened his door. When you feel that kind of feeling, son, you found yours. The age of 17, worked all summer long, washing cars and pulling weeds from your neighbor's lawn. Well, it wasn't no king ranch, but she was paid for. And you find that kind of freedom, buddy, you found yours. Way out of your league, but you didn't care. When you stole that kiss on her daddy's front porch, that feeling that you're feeling, buddy, you found yours. The two little feet running up and down the hall. Now it's plain as day what you're down here for. You were looking for a reason, but you found yours.
Whoa, 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 you found yours. Now you're easy. Found yours.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective, and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity, and passion merge.
Scott Ross, one day, all day, be like this.
Knowing how I made you feel.
Still fire sounding great. Steve Perry there and Oh Sherry. Now, just how appalling is this? An employee at one of the outlets run by Domino's Pizza in Japan was recently caught on CCTV picking his nose and then wiping his finger on the dough.
Ugh, yuck.
It has to be said that Domino's Pizza reacted rapidly to the incident. Fortunately, the branch involved was closed at the time and at the time of the incident, and as the dough involved was being prepared ahead of a 24-hour fermentation process, it was disposed of before it was actually used in any pizzas. In any event, operations at that particular branch have been suspended and the employee involved disciplined in line with company procedures. Perhaps he'll appear in a newly named pizza. Perhaps the bogeyman. Yeah, well. Unfortunately, the incident comes shortly after three people were arrested following a spate of sushi terrorism videos appeared online. One video showed a man licking the top of a soy sauce bottle at a conveyor belt sushi restaurant before going on to lick his finger and touch pieces of sushi, believed to be intended for other customers. Other videos showed people putting wasabi on other customers' sushi and licking a communal spoon from a container of green tea powder. Anyone fancy a night out at a Japanese restaurant? Well, perhaps not. All right, well, just for all of them, here's Lieutenant Pigeon and Moldy Old Dough. That was Moldy Old Dough by Lieutenant Pigeon, a somewhat offbeat band fronted by Robert Woodward and featuring his mother, Hilda, on a honky-tonk-type piano.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, well, let's see what's happening on the highways and byways around town. We still have the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16 between Ingatestone and Gallybrook, whilst resurfacing work continues. And just note that you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on Three Mile Hill, the A414, but have to follow diversions through Ingatestone. Temporary traffic signals are operating on the A1023 London Road in Brentwood at the junction with Spittle Lane. Two-way traffic signals are operating on the A128 just to the south of Brentwood at the junction with Hogarth Avenue. I got stuck going through there today when a police car overtook me in the middle of the roadworks. Great stuff, that. North of Billericay, a closure is affecting Mount Nessing Road on Old Church Lane. There's also a closure in place affecting the junction of the A129 at Tye Common Road. Now, as far as public transport is concerned, note that due to an incident, Harold Wood Station will be closed for the rest of today. There have been one or two delays on the Greater Anglia service due to late running earlier trains, but other than that, everything looks reasonably okay. No problems I can see at all on Greater Anglia, rather C2C. If you're heading London bound, there are severe delays on the Jubilee line due to an earlier customer incident at Stratford, and also there's a part suspension in force of the tram service. That's largely due to roadworks, and that's between Lloyd Park and New Addington due to roadworks in the area. Other than that, everything is hunky-dory. We'll have a further update for you at around about 25 past two, but at 1:29 and 40 seconds, you're fully up to speed. And here's Black Keys.
Say
Beautiful people, stay high. That's the Black Keys. And just a quick reminder, you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Tuesday's edition of the 123 show here on Phoenix FM, where we're keeping radio both alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Joe Bailey will be along on behalf of St. Francis Hospice with Drive. At 6, here come the girls. Xanthi Behrman will be stepping up to the mic with all the young ladies. And at 8, Rob Harvey will be inviting you to head off to Sin City once again. And then at his new time of 10 p.m. it'll be Ben Simmons with the show that goes like this, a 2-hour miscellany like no other.
Phoenix FM. It's love time. 98 FM.
So quickly, maybe I should keep this to myself. Wait until I know you better. I am trying not to tell you, but I want to. I'm scared of what you say, so I'm hiding what I'm feeling. But I'm tired of holding this inside my head. I've been spending all my time just thinking back. Instead, you let stealing the grass, oh, coiled up in here.
It was Colby Calais that kicked off the Love Zone for this hour with Fallen For You, and that, of course, was REO Speedwagon and Keep On Loving You.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, whatever you do, don't miss this, because there's a big comedy night coming to Billericay this coming Friday, the 1st of March, at the Billericay Town Football Club, the New Lodge, Bluntswall Road in Billericay. There'll be performances from Mike McLean, James Ellis and Prakash Jirajadham. Sorry if I mispronounced that name, Prakash. It's all hosted by Mad Adlington. Showtime is 8 p.m. Tickets are priced at £15, and you can get more information by taking a look at our website, phoenixfm.com, and just follow the links to local events.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And this is the new track from the Alias Kid.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Hi, I'm Ben Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good song.
This is
the show.
It goes like this.
Wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30-second.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., Contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.com.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It pays to listen.
Bye.
A real banger there from Nathan Dorr and Little Mix and No Time for Tears. And a complete change in pace now for the Bangles. She knew what she wants. I'm not sure a lot of women know exactly what they want. Anyway, taking a breather now, it's Aqualung.
I never understood before. I never knew what love was for. My heart was broke, my head was sore. What a feeling. Tied up in ancient history. I didn't believe in destiny. I look up, you're standing next to me. What a feeling.
me your hand and you will see your heart is keeping time with me.
Aqualung there and Brighter Than Sunshine. And to take us to news time at 2 o'clock, it's the new one from Nathaniel Borden.
You're the only one who sees, puts my mind at ease. You're the only one who knows, points me back home.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.